Indonesia secured a third bronze medal on Sunday, October 5th, 2025 at the World Youth and Junior Sambo Championship 2025 held in Bogor, West Java. The final medal was delivered by athlete Suryo Nugroho in the men's combat 79 kilogram class. The 2025 JAPFA Chess Festival will take place from October 5th to 9th in Senayan, Jakarta, with the participation of 504 chess players from 5 countries and 26 provinces. This important tournament offers a total prize pool of more than 200 million. The tournament features 12 diverse categories, including a special international challenge called Dwi Tarung International between the best players from Indonesia, the Philippines, and Kazakhstan. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Of Indonesia.
Melangkah di kehidupanmu, terus berjalan meski tanpa tujuan. Masihkah hatiku ada di hatimu, meski kita tak bercinta lagi? Akankah tercipta kembali seindah saat kau sedekat nadi? Semerbak melati, sehangat mentari, meski kita tak bercinta lagi. Malam semakin larut, tercipta sejuta lamunan. Kini rindu kian menyiksa. Asmara tercerai samudra, walau raga kian terpisah. Namun hati takkan pernah berdusta. Rindu kerindu tak terbendung lagi, meski kita tak bercinta lagi. Terima kasih.
Bubur kacang hijau is a traditional food made of mung bean, which is cooked in water and brown sugar with a bundle of a pandanus leaf. The ingredients are then cooked until boiled and it turns into porridge. Once it is cooked, the porridge is served with coconut milk. Mung bean porridge is easy to make and it doesn't take a long time. But if you don't feel like making mung bean porridge, you can find this food easily in the entire Indonesia. Some sell it in a traditional coffee shop and some others sell it in a mobile gerobak or pushcart. A bowl of mung bean porridge is so cheap. By paying 4,000 rupiah only, you can get your breakfast. Although the era is developing, traditional food like mung bean porridge is still maintained. Moreover, mung bean porridge can be found in modern department stores in big cities too. It proves that the Indonesian traditional food can compete with international food and it remains lovable for Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hiasi cakrawala di hatiku, melihat dua indah bola mata di parasmu. Kala pipi berketar, ku inginkan dirimu jadi insan permata di hatiku. Tak perlu kau bicara, dewa dewi asmara bersatu untuk kau dan aku. Meskipun bintang tak temani malam, terang pun terasa gelap. Ku kan setia bersamamu kasih. Berkata, ku inginkan dirimu jadi intan bermata di hatiku. Tak perlu kau bicara, dewa dewi asmara bersatu untuk kau dan aku. Janjiku, ku kan setia bersama
tradition in Natuna Regency when farmers begin to harvest rice. It is called alugame, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips.
Voice of Indonesia.
Gemar sekali kita bersilat lidah. Sejak langit gelap hingga kembali cerah. Oh, gemar sekali kita berbeda.
Samudra terbentang katulistiwa, di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Tetaplah satu cinta, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Dear listeners, Indonesian Musical Festival is a musical festival featuring 12 musical groups that will perform in 3 days, featuring performances from various genres, both modern and traditional. To know more about this, we already have Bapak Alim Sudio, the producer of Indonesian Musical Festival. Hello, Mas Alim, how are you today?
Hello, hi. I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you.
And
for
how about you? Okay. Fine.
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for joining us, Voice of Indonesia, today. Mas Alim, if we talk about musical festival, Indonesian may not be familiar with it. Can you tell us more about Indonesian musical festival?
Indonesian musical festival is the one and only musical festival. Because we held it like this is the 4th years the musical being held, and actually this is the festival specially only for musical stage performance, so the audience can watch, can see a lot of different kind of musical genres in one venue. And it's been held like for 3 days, and we have, and for this year we have like 12 community, musical community will be performed from traditional to modern musical.
Wow, and who is the initiator of this festival?
The initiator is Mas Rusdi Rukmarata, the late Mas Rusdi. He is the one who got this idea and discuss with Mr. Hilmar Farid. At that time is as a dirjen of director general of cultural of Indonesia, and then they have this kind of discussion about that. Actually, Indonesia has a very unique tradition roots for musical, so we don't have to. Actually, we see Broadway as a standard for the world musical, but actually Indonesia has its own roots of a musical, starting from tradition perform like a lot of Indonesian tradition was actually performed like a musical. That's why we think that at that time, Mas Susti and Mas Hilmar think that this is this actually Indonesia has its own musical tradition, and that's why in Indonesian musical festival we always have this tradition group that actually show the people that this is the roots of the Indonesian musical.
It sounds so much fun and very much interesting. And since you are the producer of this festival, I want to know, why do you want to be the producer of this festival?
Because I love musical. I love seeing the production of musical, and I myself from Eki Dance Company, so we have this yearly show for musical actually before we held this Indonesian Musical Festival. So for me, musical is a very challenging, very complex kind of performance that involve dance, theater, acting, singing also. So and about the art of how the changing the set and everything. I think musical is one of the things that really kind of makes me interested in this kind of performance, in this stage performance.
Wow, and how does this musical festival works? Tell us, why is it different, and just like basically how's the system and how is it going to work?
Yeah, because this is the one and only, like I said before, this is the one and only musical festival where we can, in one venue, we can watch a lot of musical performance from any kind of genre. So you can buy a one day ticket pass, and then you can see for every day, it's like for each day it's like four performance, musical performance you are going to watch. And it's like it's just like a festival. It's a very cheap price also. I mean, like the price is reachable for everyone, can get only per day is only 150,000 rupiahs, and then they can see four kind of musicals. There is a in Teater Kecil, and then there is in Teater Wayu Xiaoming, and there is in Teater Besar. So people like going heavy this kind of journey to watch a lot of musicals.
Yes, since this is accessible for everyone, especially Indonesian people, I want to know personally, why do you think that Indonesian need to know about musical art?
Yeah, because this is I think musical can be an industry that will be growing as an economic income, one of the economic income for the arts. I mean, like, because it has this kind of entertainment value, has this kind of moral values, they have this kind of social message also, and will be staged in a very attractive way. So for me, this is the Indonesian, right now is still growing, but I believe someday we will going to have a musical market also. So people can see, I mean, like, the musical is a very communicative way, it's a very entertaining way to deliver any kind of message. So I think people should see a musical as a part of the, like a movie, right? I mean, like, this is on the stage. So I think I want Indonesian people can enjoy musical also, and know that it's a very, like, you can have like 2 hours, 1 hour, 2 hours time, being entertained, being happy, smile, and but you got message also. I think that's the power of musicals. Yeah.
Yes, it can make people unite and also communicate in certain way. I very much agree with that. So you mentioned about how important you think the musical festival to Indonesian people. So now we want to know about the details about the festival. What is this festival? What kind of musical performance that will be performed at this festival? And also, where is it going to be held? And where can people get the ticket?
It will be held in Taman Ismail Marzuki from 14 to 16 November. And it will be held from around 2 in the afternoon until 9. So around that time, you are going to watch each day. There is a 40 musicals, and the tickets is around, each day is around 150,000 per day, and then you can watch every you can watch all the musicals, and you can get the tickets at bookmyshow.id. And the musical will be performed. It's like we have this kind of what we call like the groups of musical. There is a gala show. Gala show is actually in Teater Besar, so it'll be like a bigger audience. I think the group that will be performed there is Eki Dance Company, Suarga Loka, and Art Suara. And then there's a smaller venue, and there will be a lot of other groups also perform there, like Jakarta Art House, and there is a lot of Jakadita Motion. There is a lot. You can get the information at Festival Musical Indonesia social media.
So, viewer listeners, make sure to check out the social media of Festival Musical Indonesia. And lastly, we want to know, what is the meaning of this musical festival to you personally?
For me, this musical festival will. I'm hoping this year we are collaborating with Indonesia Kaya. Indonesia Kaya have this a lot of concern also for the development of Indonesian musical. So we kind of have the same vision, the same vibe with the Indonesia Kaya to create this and to make it bigger. So people will be more interested to come. So personally, I really love musical, and I want to share this kind of joy, this kind of passion to a bigger audience to try to enjoy that. Hey, Indonesia, we should be proud of, because we have our own musical that different from other countries, and even better from Broadway also.
Wow, very ambitious. Better, even better than Broadway, because I also believe that we have that traditional touch into it, so yes. It makes it very unique.
Yes.
Even me, I'm very tempted to go to this festival.
Yes, you should.
Yes, I'll be there. So thank you so much for sharing this information to us, Mas Alim, this wonderful information about this festival. Hopefully the Indonesian musical festival successfully giving more insight to the Indonesian people. Dear listeners, that was our interview with Alim Sudio, the producer of Indonesian Musical Festival. Unika will be right back with you after this wonderful song.
Susah sinyalmu lagi. Ku buat 10 kemungkinan. Tak sampaikah pesan, lelah ketiduran, atau memang sengaja kau abaikan. Tapi sepertinya ku melihatmu tadi dengan kemeja hitam andalan. Benar atau bukan, atau hanya dalam pikiran, rindu tak kesampaian. Mengapa ku tancap gas dan melaju, padahal lampu kuning telah peringatkanku bahaya di depanku. Kecewakan menunggu lagu lama yang aku tahu. Kali ini apa lain dari yang kemarin? Tak mau ku dengar peringatan. Benar atau bukan, atau hanya dalam pikiran, benar yang kata orang. Mengapa ku tancap gas dan akan melaju. Padahal lampu kuning telah peringatkanku, bahaya di depanku. Hati-hati kecewa akan menunggu. Belum jatuh, tak jera dari dulu. Gelisah makananku. Iya ku tahu itu mengapa. Padahal lampu kuning tak peringatkanku. Depanku, hati-hati kecewa akan menunggu. Sudah tahu hanya sepihak rindu, masih coba lempar dadu peruntunganku. Gegabah nomor satu, paling-paling menangis pergi.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital. Bamboo is a plant which is easy to grow and it can be found everywhere in Indonesia. Many Indonesian people use bamboo for daily activity, beginning for cooking ware, weapon to fighting colonizers until traditional instruments. Especially for Indonesian traditional instrument, bamboo can produce different tone accordance to its shape. West Java is one of regions in Indonesia which has abundant bamboo plant. The most popular instrument from bamboo in the world is angklung. There is another unique instrument from West Java which is made from bamboo, namely karinding. Karinding actually has been existing in West Java and used by people since before Christ. The development of Indonesian music industry, which is so fast, makes karinding instrument just drown.
One of West Java's artists is often called Abah Olot to get message from his ancestors to preserve and introduce Karinding.
Tahun 2004, Abah mengembangkan Karinding, warisan dari orang tua.
In 2004, Abah developed Karinding, heritage of parents. Abah must preserve it because message from parents in older Karinding arts is not extinct. Abah kept learning to make it be shared and be sold. Then the instrument is spread to all regions, especially in West Java.
Thank you. That was Karinding Rhythm, which was presented by young people of Bandung, namely Karinding Attack. Karinding is wind instrument, even though the way to play it, it's not fully to be blown like flute. Karinding is placed on lips, then it is played on the tap, then it is tapped on the right to produce a sound resonance. There are some regions in West Java which makes karinding, such as in Chittamyang, Pasir Mukti, Tasikmalaya, Lewo Malangbong, Garut, and Cikalongkulon Cianjur, which is made from palm nidra. In Limbangan and Cililin, karinding is made from bamboo and played by women. Karinding is shaped like picker. In order, it is easy to be inserted in the hair bun. While karinding, which is made from midrib, is usually played by men. Its shape is shorter in order to be able to be tucked in a cigarette case. According to Abah Olot, the main material of karinding is fiber of palm tree. In a modern era, the main material is rare.
Kalau dulunya itu dari ranting aren orang Sunda bilang dari dahan pawung. Nah sekarang,
in the past it was made from palm midrib. Sundanese people call it kawung. Now Abah mixed it from bamboo, because if Abah makes it from kawung, karinding will be extinct, because it is difficult to find palm midrib. Its raw material is difficult to be made. To dry, it takes a long time. If it is made from bamboo, it is easy. There are many bamboos. It is fast to be dried. A year, it can be made. The palm midrib takes 2 until 3 years.
Cara jemurnya juga lama, terus kalau bambu mudah, bambu banyak, jemurnya cepat kering, setahun tidak bisa dibikin. Kalau aren, setahun lebih sampai 2 tahun, 3 tahun baru bisa dibikin.
Since that time, karinding has been known by West Java people, especially in Bandung. Asep Nafet says that karinding has been known in Bandung since 1982. Eccentric artist from Bandung, Hari Rusli, introduced karinding through his music.
Di kota Bandung, barangkali sepengetahuan saya itu mulai adanya eksplorasi memanfaatkan seni karinding ke dalam orkes simfoni itu barangkali didahului oleh.
In Bandung City, karinding art began to be explored in symphony orchestra, which was initiated by Hari Rusli around 1982. Then there was a gap. Finally, it appeared again around 2006-2007. Now it is produced massively in Bandung and surrounding areas.
Belakangan muncul lagi sudah dengan triggernya karat. Karat kira-kira mulai tahun 2006-2007 sampai kemari lah. Mulai lagi menjadi masif di kota Bandung dan sekitarnya.
Tak lagi meragukan. pepatah bilang dari dulu, tak perlu kau cari-cari lagi yang tak pasti, karena semua yang kau butuhkan ada di sini. Cuma aku paling tahu hari ini kita mulai awal dari kisah selamanya.
For Lake Limutu, the three-colored lake with breathtaking beauty. But few people know that Ende has hundreds of different cultures in every region. Therefore, we take you to a tradition village which is located 12 kilometers to the east from the city of Ende, namely Wolotopo village, the city of Argos in Greek story. That's what people may cross through their mind when setting foot in the village and seeing it from the height of about 800 meters above sea level. We are getting amazed after 30 minutes of driving from the city center of Ende. Passing through semi-hot mix road along the coast of Nanganesa with waves and sparkling black sand which have particular charm. Precisely in front of Wolotopo Church, which stands steadily, we begin our journey to the center of traditional kampong. We trace rising path and pass through village. greeting people with friendliness. They do not hesitate to smile at us while doing their activities. Children are playing and running around, enjoying beautiful moments. Before arriving in the center of traditional kampung, we should meet Bernardo's day to ask permission. He is Mosalaki or custom leaders in Wolotopo village. He is precisely called Mosalaki Dikasawu, who plays a key role in every traditional processions in the village. The middle-aged man guides us to Nuwapu'u, or the origin kampung, where Saoria or big houses are situated. There are two Saoria in the village, namely Sao Atalaki and Sao Sue. They are wooden stilt house with rumbia as the roof, with steady rocks arrangement which have existed since the first generation to the seventh.
Rumah ini sudah lapisan ketujuh.
This house is already for the seventh generation. It was not noted yet. This house is symbolic, related to the territory rights of custom law people. It symbolizes working together and unity. This house was built with a ritual ceremony.
Every house is inhabited by two tribes. Each tribe only has three heads of families, which means every Saoria is inhabited by six heads of families. Now we take you to enter Sao Atalaki to explore parts of the house. Sao Atalaki has two sides, the left and the right side. Every wooden building side, which is inhabited by two tribes, have three rooms, with each name and function. They are Wajah Buuria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda.
Di dalamnya ada tiga bagian. Yang pertama bagian Buria, setelah Buria Wajah Lulu, yang kedua Wajah Tenda.
Yang there are pertama, parts inside the house.
Itu sesuai dengan
they are
keturunan.
Wajah Buria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda. The first one is inhabited by the first child because Bu itself means the oldest. Then there is a place to keep the ancestors' heritage objects. There is also a place for Mosalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there is a place for musyawarah or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same both in the left and the right side.
Begitu pula sebelah kiri dan kanan, sama, sama semua posisinya, seperti hitungannya.
To build and renovate the traditional house, it takes months and even years through various traditional ceremonies which need high cost, at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount revealed by Bernardo's day. Although most of Wolotopo villagers are plantation farmers, they are willing to pay big amount of fund for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sao Atalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gubuk or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged with traditional ceremony. The spun rope yarn was used to pull pegs of wood called Tai Telu Lolu. Then people break down the house and held a traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut, which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, a ceremony called Lea Laku to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Upacara Lea Laku itu di mana para tukang dengan
Lea Laku ceremony is when construction workers clear location both in kampung and in the forest. They should give food in 4 directions to stay away from bad luck and obstacles. They give a ring to the ruler of the forest before cutting the wood. An animal is given a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
After all construction materials are complete, the people do tenda saw ceremony. The all-night-long ceremony featured tandak and gawi dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put leke pera, house pole, with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is the main pole which will hold back any kinds of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities, including waving or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
Telah melakukan pemasangan leke pera, dilanjutkan pemasangan untuk balok untuk buat tenda rumah.
After putting leke pera, putting blocks for the pole is done in 4 days. After that, there are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is fenced with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and constructing are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for this house purification. After that, the construction begins again in a ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dusk, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again by giving offerings in 4 directions to repel bad spirit in the village, forest, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Nio, Poke Muku, and Gawi Kea are held in Keda Kanga, which is participated by regional government officials and all Mosalaki in Wolotopo village. Keda Kanga is a place where their ancestors did worship with one stone monument named Musumasi. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Wolotopo village. Besides, there are stone graves which have existed for hundreds of years in Keda Kanga. The graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Mosalaki.
Keda Kanga, rumah tempat pemuja berhala oleh seluruh para Mosalaki.
Keda Kanga is a place where Mosalaki worship the adults. The graves have levels. The central circle has a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. People put offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Mosalaki in a kampung center called Pusenua in Leo language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Mosalaki do tandak and gawi dance accompanied with Golamba traditional music to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Saoria. That's the culture and tradition in Wolotopo traditional village. A traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, this information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia.
bisa menghibur hati yang penuh marah. Entah mengapa berpisah saat mulai menjalin suara hati seorang kekasih bagai nyanyian surgawi. Takkan berusta walau ketamakan merajai diri yang penuh emosi. Jauh di dasar hatiku tetap ku mau kau sebagai kasih.